Arizona school districts are spending a little more than half of their dollars on instruction, but since 2004, the amount the state spends on instruction has dropped more than 4.5%. Those are among the findings of a new report from the State Auditor General's Office, which also says between the 2017 and 2018 fiscal years, the average teacher's salary in Arizona increased by a little less than $600. With me to talk about these findings is Rebecca Gao, Executive Director of Stand for Children Arizona. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Mark.
So what do you make of the fact that the amount of money that districts are putting into the classroom, spending a little more than half? I know in the past there's been this great push to have 60% or some other number. What do you make of the number that the Auditor General's Office found right now?
Right. Well, I always caution everybody when this report comes out that we're calculating it based on a federal categories. And those categories don't really match reality in terms of what it takes to educate a kid. So there's a lot more that's going into instruction that's not in that instructional bucket. For example, reading coaches and tutors and some special ed needs, things like that. So it's really important that we don't get over fixated on that number. But it does show some increases in the last few years, which is good. But I think it mostly reflects the amount of money that we pay teachers and why that has gone down. About 85% of all of the budget is salaries and human capital, so teachers or not teachers. If you have a lot of substitutes in the classroom, which we know is happening right now, then it's going to cost less to educate a kid in the classroom. So I think we need to think about it less as our districts investing less intentionally and more as what are the effects of the teacher shortage and how it's impacting what's happening in the classroom.
You can't pay teachers if you don't have the teachers to pay.
Exactly.
All right. So one of the other findings was about teacher salaries, that they went up by a little less than $600, right around $600 between fiscal years 2017 and 2018. This has been such a huge topic of discussion around the state over the last couple of years. Does that take into account the money that the state put into education in the budget last year?
No, not really. It is a 1% increase, which the year before, the state budget was trying to gradually increase teacher pay. But the 20 by 2020 plan that put about 9% in won't show up until next year's report.
Okay, so we should look for maybe bigger jumps in the next time the Auditor General looks at this sort of thing.
Right. If districts spent the money the way the governor and the legislature intended, we should see that 1% look closer to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9%.
One of the other findings in this report was that compared to national averages, in fiscal year 2018, Arizona districts spent about $3,500 less per student. We talk about per pupil spending a lot in this state. $3,500 less per student, that seems like it might be moving in the wrong direction.
Well, yes, and that number is compared to the national 2016 average.
Or 2 years earlier.
Right. So whether the national average went up or down, that number in real time could be higher or lower. That's a small point. I think the bigger point is what that actual per pupil amount is and what that means for kids and families.
So what does it mean? What does it mean that, you know, $3,500 on average is being spent on each student?
Right. Well, so in Arizona, the overall spending average is a little over $8,000 per kid. Nationally, it's over $10,000 per kid. And a lot of folks in the community, when we say, what would it take, that $10,000 number, it's not necessarily a magic bullet, but it's more realistic for folks who think about what it takes to educate a child. To put it in a little more perspective, the 8,296, which is the average right now, amounts to $46 per day per child. So if you think of an 8-hour school day, which they pretty much are, that's less than $6 an hour per child.
Wow.
That's half of what I was paying a decent babysitter, not even a great babysitter.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like it's just not a lot of money. It seems like it would be tough to really give kids a really good education for $6 an hour.
Right. And obviously you have some economies of scale, and there's a reason why we educate children the way we do. But I think it speaks to the larger conversation that we need to be very mindful of. When we're talking about education spending, and it's a really important issue, we're talking about revenue, which is how much do we have to put into education. And the fact that we're spending less than $6 an hour per kid, we have to take a look at the state's revenue and how we're funding it, and how do we get more money into the classroom so that we are paying teachers well. So we talked a minute ago about it's hard to have instructional spending if you don't have the teachers to spend it on. So we're in crisis mode. We have to have enough teachers in the classroom. We have to pay them well so that they are educating our children. This is the most important thing that we can do for our economy and for our society. For $6 an hour? That's ridiculous.
All right. That's Rebecca Gao, Executive Director of Stand for Children Arizona. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.